Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 424. If you'd like to have a copy of it, we'll send you one. Just Sharon will give you four different ways that you can receive one at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's absolutely free of charge. If you need a Bible or a Messiah book or some of the literature that I've written down through the years, you can have some of those too. I've been in the ministry 43 years now, on the front lines, winning souls, right on the streets, on radio, on television for 10 years, nationally and even into some other countries. And right now we have some very strong scriptures today for you to hear, a message from the Lord. We also have some music and a couple of testimonies for you. Right now let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service. Lord, there are many people that troubled the psalmist David. There are many people that troubled him. He was always being troubled by liars. All kinds of liars that called him liars. All the different prophets were called liars by liars. But the Lord, Lord, you have destroyed them all. And we're going to read some scriptures today that show clearly that you will destroy them. But we in hopes, Lord, that they will repent before it's too late. That they will repent and come to you so that they will be able to maintain their life here on this earth, and they will be able to be brothers and sisters with all your brothers and sisters, you know, the ones that you won to the Lord through your Holy Spirit. Lord, there's no possible way that a human being can come to you unless the Holy Spirit leads, guides, and directs them. And hence, I pray that you will pour out your Spirit this evening, Lord, and that it will anoint, that you'll anoint me so that others can be anointed by your Spirit, the lost and the saved, those who are drifting away or have already drifted away, because your mercy endures forever to one set of people. Your mercy endures forever to those that fear you. This is the Word of God. If they don't fear you, if they don't put a check on the things that they are saying in falsehood, there's no possible way that you're going to save them. You said you'll cut them off, and that without remedy. That means that you'll kill them, and if they go out into eternity with all the evil fallacies that they're telling about the people of the Lord, it's well, then, Lord, there's no possible way that they'll enter into the kingdom of God. But they'll spend eternity in the lake, the burning lake of fire, where they'll be swimming in that lake forever and evermore. This goes into not only a few weeks or months or years, but it goes into not only hundreds or thousands of years, it goes into millions and billions and trillions of years. Oh, why will the wicked not repent? Lord, open their brains, open their minds, their hearts and souls to receive this blessed message of mercy, because we pray for mercy, Lord, and we also pray for judgment if they won't stop. Lord, I know you're going to judge them because your word says you will. Lord, we ask that this message is directly from your throne. In the name of Jesus, that souls will be saved and this church be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, here's group that we had. It was a quartet. Now, one of them remains. He's been here for over 37 years. It's when, you know, we're all going to wake up one of these days. And I want to be one that wakes up to sleep no more in the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to be wide awake, and I'm going to have all the power. The Bible says we're going to be like you, Jesus. And this is the Alamo Brothers Keepers Quartet singing, "When I Wake Up to to sleep no more. The Lord. You know, these people that are slanderers, that slander people that are in the ministry, they don't sign their name to any of the lies that they're telling. They just keep saying all kinds of things. Now, you notice that whenever I put anything out on people, I only come out in defense. And the Lord said that I'm supposed to defend the church, defend the gospel. And so what they do is they turn it around and try to make it look as that I'm the one that's being the slanderer. And they say, this person, they say, okay, one of the people in our church, this is his name, and he got married to so-and-so at so-and-so time. Like, that's supposed to be a big deal. And he did this, and he joined the Alamo cult. Now, if you'll recall, just recently, the Vatican, just like I've been saying all these years, that the Vatican says everybody else is a cult but them. Now, remember that all of those people are the ones that have been murdering and coming up. They are the ones that are in charge of international law. I mean, it's not U.S. Constitution anymore. It's the Roman canon international laws, laws that run this country now, and the England, everywhere in the world. This is the fourth kingdom that the prophet Daniel was talking about in his book. And they're just a bunch of slanderers, and they know, you know, you can lock against a thief, but you cannot lock against a liar. Now, if they're not a bunch of cowards, they should mention their names. We're not going to do anything to them. We've never, after 43 years of receiving all the slander. And if you'll notice in the book of Psalms, you'll just hear David calling out to God, oh, how they slander me, Lord, and I've done so much good for them. And for this, they have given me hate, their hatred. They have turned on me. They've lied about me and all these things. Now, David was the apple of God's eye. And his word is the apple of my eye. You know, and I know that the Bible says that all liars and slanderers are going to be cut off and sent to hell. And you people that are doing that out there, I mean, I'm just praying for you that you'll be, you know, that you'll come to your senses and that the fear of the Lord will come upon you. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And there really is no other wisdom in the world but the wisdom of God. Christ is God's wisdom and power. All power in heaven and in earth belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And his word is God. And so we really have to pay strict attention to God. If you say, or if anyone says that they fear God, then you're saying that you fear the word of God, that you don't dare come against it. If you come against it, that shows that you're a fool, the Bible says. So I'm going to read some of that just here in a few minutes, that you're a fool. You can now all turn right now to one of my favorite scriptures in the book of Psalms. Let's see, I'll find it here in a second. And it says, the Psalm of David, Psalm 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Now, isn't that just what I prayed? Mm-hmm. We're praying that God will have mercy on you folks. But if you don't, then I'm praying that God will have judgment on you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, I prefer that God has mercy on you because God loves a merciful man. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want to do anything wrong to you people, and I don't understand why some of the people over in Falk, Arkansas, these people that are slanderers and are hateful people, shot bullets through our church windows. I don't understand anything like that. And they say they're Christian, and they say they belong to this United Pentecostal Church in the area. Well, that man died three times in his pulpit, and he was putting out slanderous remarks against myself and our church. He calls this a cult, and they hate what they... Some of them have run over into our property, and they've called us the N-word lovers, you know, that we love ands, you know. And we do love black people. But, you know, folks, this area used to be, and I believe it might very well still be, the headquarters of the Ku Klux Klan, another Catholic organization. Now, the Pope recently said, as I said before, that they are the only true church. If you don't go to that cult, you're not going to go to heaven. I mean, this was in Ireland. E.M. Paisley and that bunch, he's a Protestant there. I don't know that much about him, but he stood up to the Pope so many times. He actually verbally got up in a meeting one time and just says, Antichrist, 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 and a bunch of these goons took him and threw him out the back door. They hit him with a bunch of shillelaghs. But anyway, it says, the psalmist David says, I will sing of mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy on these souls. Just like Jesus when he was dying on the cross. Those people slandered Jesus. They lied about him. They said that the very Lord and Savior that came into this world was a bastard. They said that he really didn't have, he wasn't begotten by a earthly father, and that's true. He was begotten by the Holy Spirit. That was the virgin birth. And so they nailed him to the cross, and they punched him in the side with the spear, and all his life fluids came out of him, his blood. Remember, the Bible says that the life is in the blood. And all the blood in his body was drained out, and the water, and he was dead. And even those Roman soldiers, those Roman Catholic soldiers, knew he was dead. And that's why they did not break his legs. They broke the legs of the thieves because the life fluids did not come out of their sides. That's why they broke their legs. So they said, well, they're saying if they're not dead, well, they're sure not going to walk again. All right? They're like a bunch of, you know, these people out here. But I'm singing to the Lord, to Father God. I'm singing to you of mercy. But if they don't want your mercy, then judge them. Mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. Verse 2, I will behave myself wisely. I mean, the Bible says that wisdom is fear of the Lord. These people don't have any fear of the Lord. The psalmist David, all these different prophets, and all the apostles, and Jesus himself, that he said these type of Christians, supposed to be Christians, were of their father, the devil. These Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes. Yeah, like a bunch of, he said this. This is God himself saying that you people are vipers, you're snakes. And that's exactly what they are, because they kept planning to kill him, to murder him, and they were planning to destroy him many times. But it wasn't his time until the time came. I will behave myself wisely in the fear of the Lord. And he says also, in a perfect way. Now, the psalmist David knew that you could be perfect, and I know that you can be perfect as well, because the Bible is our guide to perfection. That's why the Bible is God. That's one part of the triune God, is his word and his spirit and his life. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to live forever, you have to have his life, his spirit, his word in you. Now, the Bible says that the seed that can cause the word of God to grow up in you, to be sown into you, is the word of God. Amen? Mm-hmm. Is God himself, the word, God the word. In the beginning was the Word. The very beginning was the Word that we have to pay attention to in order to live. So I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. In the way, Jesus is the way. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus is the Word of God, and he's the power and the wisdom of God. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before me, mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. That turn your word aside, they pay no attention to it. The same thing is written in the first chapter of Proverbs, where it says, because you set my word aside, you set it as though it's nothing. He says, at the time of your calamity, you're going to call on me, and I will not answer you. You'll cry out to me, and I'll laugh at you. This is the real God. And the real God, a real true church, doesn't run churches the way that people run churches today. A real church of the Lord has the Lord inside them. They have the law of the living God within them, the law of the life of Christ, the law of the Spirit of Christ, in which is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So he says that hate the work of those that turn aside, that turn away from you, God, because you know when a person turns away from God, they become like beasts, brute beasts. They don't care what they do to people. They try everything in their power to instigate people to murder you. And eventually, that's what they did to the Apostle Paul. That's what they did to Jesus. They did to the Apostle Paul. They did to Peter, and they tried to boil John in oil, but he didn't boil too good. He was on the Isle of Patmos, And the Lord gave him the book of Revelation that tells us that we're living in that very hour now, because we understand the book of Revelation so well. It shall not cleave to me. I'm not going to turn aside from your word. Whatever they say, I'm not going to receive it. In other words, that's not going to cleave unto me. It's not going to marry me. I'm not going to marry it. Okay? That's also found in Joshua 23, verse 6. Get a hold. Get a hold on the Lord. Verse 4, a froward heart shall depart from me. A froward heart. That's a heart that's upside down and back around, like the people that are bringing these slanderous remarks about me. They said I've kidnapped people. I swear before the Almighty God, I've never kidnapped anybody in my life. I have hundreds of churches all over the world, and they say I'm holding them captive. I mean, this is so ridiculous. I mean, that I put more people out of the church. There's people begging to get back into this church. Mm-hmm. People that have sabotaged this church, that snipped the wires on our vehicles and so on. They're just devils. The Bible said that the world is full of them. And anytime you see a real church of God, you're going to be a devil. A lot of devils in them if it's a fairly large church. Out of 12 disciples, one of them was a devil. One of Jesus' disciples was a devil, one out of the 12. I will not know, so David says, a wicked person. I don't want to know you people in the city, anywhere in this world, that you're wicked. We are two different classes of people. You're a slanderer. You're a liar, and you're not going to heaven unless you repent. And that's why I'm praying for mercy for you. But listen, I'm praying also for judgment. Now, verse 5, whoso privately slanders his neighbor, this is the Lord talking, I will cut off. That means I'm going to kill you. Now, you people that are slandering your neighbor. Now, in the New Testament, it says, well, who, this smart aleck asked Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? And so he told him the parable of the Good Samaritan. Amen?
Amen.
Just anybody that's on the highway or on the streets that is in need. It was like this man was almost murdered, and he was robbed. Well, a priest went by, and a Levite went by, and neither one of them paid any attention. Supposed to be people of God. They didn't do a thing, but your neighbor is in all the human race, the entire human race. Amen?
Amen.
So that's why I'm praying for you people out there that I believe to be devils. But I just pray, I don't know if you are or not, but I know that what you're doing is the work of Satan, for sure. Amen?
Amen.
Because you're shooting bullets at us, and you're calling people Negroes, the N-word, and slandering and racing through our property where little children are playing. And you're lying like dogs against us, saying that we're slave labor. Well, there's nobody slaves around here. We have all kinds of people come into our church, and they think it's funny that people say things like that, but it's not funny. You know why? Because the consequences are is that you're privately slandering your neighbors. Him, God says, will I cut off. That means he's going to kill you. So I'm not just idly saying that. And so, you know, we know who these people are. There are a couple women in this area that claim to be Christians, and they're doing the very thing that Satan does. If you're a Christian, you don't do what Satan does. So he also continues on, him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. I won't let you live. I'm not going to let you live. Now, this is a warning from the Lord. Now, you know all the other people that were on that town council that were against us, and you know what's happened to them. And you're saying that we're slandering them? No, we're not. These things actually happened to them, and you know it. Verse 6, mine eyes shall be upon the faithful. This is God talking. Mine eyes will be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. We're going to dwell. We're dwelling right now with the Lord. We sit with him in heavenly places, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
And so, you know, you dasn't do what you're a-doing, you know?
Amen.
Because God sees you. He's everywhere. The seven spirits of the Lord are everywhere in this world. He's the very atoms and molecules. He knows your thoughts. He knows everything that you're planning, that you're scheming. They said that we're trying to take over this little burg of a town. My kingdom is not of this world. We're not trying to take over burgs or New York City or Los Angeles. We've been accused. We just want to win souls to the Lord. And it's the Vatican and there are many different groups. There are different arms that keep saying these things and saying them. And pretty soon, you know, if you listen to lies enough, people will believe them. And the devil knows that. They've seen, the people have seen in the Word of God, which is God, and it is, there's God that's the Word, God the Spirit, because you know, you can read the Word and it'll kill, or you can read it with God the Spirit. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And God the Life, and it will bring forth life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. God says, that kind of person will serve me. We serve the Lord, folks.
Amen.
Jesus, of course, served the Lord, and they killed him. The Apostle Paul, who could say that he wasn't serving the Lord? Amen?
Amen.
And they murdered him. And Peter, they murdered him. He that hath, that worketh deceit, in other words, that lies, will not dwell within my house, the Lord says. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. God won't even let you tarry in his sight. He's going to destroy you.
Amen.
I'm trying to warn you people. I mean, I'm not warning you with my own warning. I'm not threatening you. God is threatening you.
Amen.
And what can you do about that? Or what can I do to stay his hand against you unless you repent? All right? All right. And so now, okay, now we go up to verse 8. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land. He'll do it early. You know, he's not going to let you hang around. All right?
Amen.
You think you're going to hang around and do this? That pastor, you know very good and well, he dropped dead 3 times in his pulpit, and then at the hospital he dropped dead again, and now he can't hardly walk. And I'm not, this is not slander, folks. This is actual things. And they're telling me that the newspaper in Texarkana has joined in with this bunch of devils. And it's true, we've seen the things that they've done, and they voted in the city council about certain things, and because it went in our favor, because some of the people have really believed in us because they've been at our church, they've met the people at the church, they know they're not in any slave labor camp, they know we're not liars, they know that we're soul winners, and they you know, what are they going to do? Be liars like you people? Slanderers? No, the Lord says, I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers. Cut off in the Jewish language means he'll kill you. He'll kill you. Okay, so Now, I don't want that to happen to you, and God really doesn't want to either. But repent. I pray that God will have mercy on you. Or else, Lord, judge him. Go ahead. I'm with you there then. Okay, I'm with you no matter which way it goes, Father. Lord Jesus. So, I'm going to destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off, get rid of all the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Well, now the city of the Lord, or the mountain of the Lord, the city, is the body of Christ. You're coming against the bride of Christ. And you people that don't believe there's a God, the Bible calls you fools. God calls you a fool, has said in his heart that there's no God. Amen?
Amen.
This was just an introduction to this evening's message. Well, we have a couple of testimonies here, as I promised. Let's hear what you have there. Where's the first one from?
From Cypress, Texas.
Okay.
I want to congratulate your ministry for speaking the truth about the real New World Order conspirators and Illuminati puppets. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I have asked God the Father to protect us all against those who want to enslave us and take us back to the Dark Ages. Thank God the Father Almighty and our Lord Jesus for brave men and women who continue to fight the good fight in their holy names.
I don't really call myself brave. I'm actually a big coward of God. I fear God 100,000,000 times more than I fear all the devils on the face of this earth. Because if God is with me, if I keep doing what the Lord says to do, there isn't anybody can be against me.
Amen.
Okay? Not you, not your mama, not your papa, not your dog or your cat. Okay? Because God knows where you live, and he knows where your wife lives, and he knows where your children live, and he knows where your dog lives, and he knows where your cat lives. Okay?
Amen.
Okay? And he knows. Amen? He knows right where you are every second of the day. Then what?
God bless everyone in your ministry, and I wish you continued success in speaking the real truth about what is really going on in the world and in America. God bless. Sincerely, Willie from Cypress, Texas.
Okay, now these things, you know, we were accused of trying to, I mean, this is new accusations in this town over here. And all they're doing is polyparroting a bunch of Vaticanites that just seem to follow. They just, when they get jealous or when they just hate the Word of God so much because the Word of God says he's going to kill them. And he does. And God had mercy on that supposed to be Pentecostal minister. He dropped him dead three or four times, three in the pulpit and then over the hospital. And he's still walking. If I were him, I'd join up with the power. Amen?
Amen?
Because, you know, we may look little, but when you come against us, what you're doing is waking up what is not a sleeping giant anymore. Okay, this mm-hmm. giant is bigger by far than all the giants in the world.
Amen.
My God is real, and he is powerful. More powerful than anything that you could possibly imagine. I was saved by the power of his hand. He came down. I was not a believer at all. As a matter of fact, I might have joined in with people like you, you know, against Christians because I didn't like them any more than the Apostle Paul did. I didn't go out and try to kill them or anything like you people do, or the people that Paul tried to kill. But the Lord showed him, put the fear of God in him, and he repented and did the biggest work of all the apostles put together. Yet he said, not me, it was God, the Lord Jesus, in me. Amen?
Amen.
Because Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All right?
Amen.
You can't fight him. You can try. He said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Don't you know that it's hard to kick your toes up against a cactus? You kick me, and I'm worse than the tar baby.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I used to read about Uncle Remus and all those guys, and bear rabbit, and boy, he'd haul off and hit a tar baby, and he'd stick to him. And then he'd hit him with the other hand, and he'd stick there, and then he'd kick him, and he'd stick. But this is bad, you know, when you're fighting knives and fire. Amen?
Amen.
You can't win. You can't. Repent before it's too late. Okay, then what? You got another message here or a testimony?
Yes, from Zambia, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Alamo, greetings.
Yeah, they're probably saying, look at all the letters we get from them N's, you know? The N word. But they swear to God, I mean, that they're not prejudiced out here. Well, they keep going through our property yelling out that N-word, and they're angry at black people that get saved. And they get angry at Latino people that get saved. And you know how the Ku Klux Klan hates us Jews. Man, we're like a thorn in their side. But God is a thorn in their side. And I read in the Word of God here, Psalm 101, that you better repent. Amen?
Amen.
Because God is not Santa Claus. He knows when you're sleeping. God really knows where you're sleeping. He knows whether you've been good or bad. So be good for your own sake. Amen?
Amen.
Because he'll kill you. And we Jews, we wrote the Bible. And we really know God. God is a Jew. You hate Jews, but then you hate Jesus. You have to bow down before Jesus, the world's greatest Jew, before you can be saved. God said that I am the God of the Jews. Amen?
Amen.
And the gospel is to the Jew first, and then to the Gentiles, which he calls dogs. Now, you can get it grafted into the Jewish olive tree if you're good boys and girls. Amen?
Amen.
Especially you two women that are the most slanderous things I've run up against in a long time. You won't prove anything. You can't prove anything because everything you say is a lie. Okay, and so where's this one from?
From Zambia, Africa.
Okay, and what did they have to say?
Dear Pastor Alamo, greetings with many thanks to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to confirm that we received the newsletters and Bibles you sent us. What I can say to you is that many souls have been brought back to Christ through the literature you sent.
Yeah, that's what the devil really hates about us, is because we win souls, and people that have backslidden, we bring them back to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because God's mercy endures forever to those only that fear him, that fear his word, his spirit, and his life. If you don't fear him, you don't have his spirit, you don't have his life. And if you don't read the word of God, that shows God that you don't care anything about him, because that's where the mercy is found. That's where you learn how to serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Okay, keep going.
So please, I am hereby requesting more of your literature and Bibles, because there are many new converts who are without Bibles.
Definitely make sure they get the Bibles. We always do, of course. Then what?
I'm also asking if you can send me some of your other messages also. Yours faithfully, Pastor Gabriel from Chapada, Zambia, Africa.
Well, absolutely. We're definitely going to take care of you, for sure. For sure. Now then, we have some... we want to go to Proverbs, the 15th chapter. Chapter 1:5. And is that verse 8 is where we were at?
Yes.
Verse 8. Well, I have it right here. The sacrifice of the wicked... it's an abomination to the Lord. You could give your life. You could give your life to the stake, burning at the stake. And the Bible tells us that. But if you're wicked, I mean, if you don't have the Lord living in you, and if you're not letting Him live and work in you, well, then there's no possible way that you can be called anything other than wicked. So, and a person that is an abomination to the Lord. But the prayer of the upright is His delight. So God delights in us because we're soul winners and we're merciful. We pray for mercy and judgment. Now, by George, by God, by the name of the living God, you better repent, because I'm praying for mercy and or judgment, whatever. And I am a delight to the Lord. The prayer of the upright is God's delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord. In other words, the way you attack His church, you're an abomination to the Lord. Why would you want to be an abomination to the Lord? You know what an abomination is the most ugly type of sin. There isn't any. Well, what would you do, you men out there, if somebody was slandering your wife? Well, the Bible says that we who are saved, born again, and we're doing the will of God, that we are His wife. We're the bride of Christ. We're the New Jerusalem, dressed in a wedding garment, coming down from the kingdom of heaven. In chapter 21 of the book of Revelation. Amen?
Amen.
We're the bride of Christ. And so, what would you do? You know, you hear people say, well, do you trust your wife? You know, say, yeah, don't you say, what do you got a right saying that to me? What do you want to talk about my wife? But if you call the wife, if somebody called your wife a cult, a child abuser, a child molester, all these wicked things that you devils out there have been calling us, whoo! What do you think God, Christ, is going to do to you being our bridegroom and we being His bride? He said He's going to cut you off. He's going to kill you. Amen?
Amen.
Doesn't that mean anything? And if He kills you, it's for sure your soul, and He will. Your soul will be immediately in hell. You'll never have another drop of water on your tongue for the rest of eternity. And in the last day, He's going to throw death and hell into the lake of fire. And you're going to be swimming in that inferno forever. That's billions and trillions and trillions and trillions of years. So the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord. But He loveth him that followeth after what Christ calls, what God calls His righteousness, that follows after His word, because God is the word. God also we call up to the throne, and He, by the Spirit that's in us, and He also is the Spirit, and He also is the life. So Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you are what?
Spirit and life.
So the word is both, it's the word, it's the Spirit, and the life. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God and has never separated from Him. Amen?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, the Word was God. And He became flesh. He became the Son. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So now, the Lord loveth them that followeth after the Word. After God. The Word, God the Spirit, God the life. Okay. Correction is grievous. Now, I'm giving you people correction from the Word of God. And correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way. In other words, Christ is the way, the truth, the life. So you've forsaken Jesus. And he that hateth reproof shall die. Now, I'm telling you what your Bible says and what my Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
So, I mean, this is our guide for life. This is our guide to the kingdom of heaven. He's the way, the truth, and the life. The Word is the way, the truth, and He's the truth. He's the wisdom and power of God to actually resurrect you, to save your soul, and to resurrect your cankerous spirit from death unto life. And he that hateth reproof shall die. That's verse number 10. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. I mean, he knows everything that's going on in hell. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? He knows your heart and my heart. Amen?
Amen.
He knows if you're a weasel or if you're a righteous person. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him. A scorner. And that's why the Lord says, you know, smite a scorner and the simple will beware. Amen?
Amen.
Woo! Man, these words scare me. I don't dare scorn preachers and teachers that are preaching the truth. There's so many phonies today, of course. And the Lord's trying to straighten them out. He wants this Pentecostal preacher to repent before he goes out to meet God. And he has to humble himself and come and apologize, because I never met the man before in my life. I don't know who he is, and I don't know any of these people that are saying things about us. Amen?
Amen.
But they're blasphemous. They don't know anything about us at all. I've never met them. So a scorner doesn't like anyone that's going to reprove him. Neither will he go unto the wise. In other words, you're not going to go to anybody that fears God and keeps his commandments. You just like to hang out with a bunch of other devils. That's what your story is. They're saying that we're trying to build motels over here and everything like that. The land that they're saying that is up for sale. We've got a sign on there saying for sale. Because I don't intend to build anything more in this demonic little hillbilly town, okay? We got bigger fish to fry, as they say down south. Amen?
Amen.
There's more souls out in New York and L.A. But if you people want to, if you want to buy up the property that we have, oh, great, just come up with the green stuff and we'll take off. Because, you know, we don't like devils any more than you like saints. Okay? We hate devils, and we're supposed to, the Lord said to, just as much as you hate God, His Son Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word, and His people, the Lord's people that preach the gospel. So a scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, and neither will he go unto the wise, those that fear God and keep His commandments. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit, the human spirit, is broken. And that's what God wants us to have, is a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that what the Bible says?
Amen.
The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. Why, they don't seek knowledge. Your tripe that you people, the puke that you people lie, your lies and everything, that's not knowledge. That's, if you want to call it knowledge, it's carnal knowledge. Amen?
Amen.
You're like carne. Dead meat in the eyes of the Lord. They said, okay, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. You people that don't fear God, you don't believe there's God, you don't believe there's going to be a judgment, believe me when I tell you, I read the scriptures to you. I mean, and there's so many of them. Read the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs. That's really good for your soul. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Those of us, no matter what persecution we go through, no matter how much slander we receive, we are very cheerful because we know that we're saved. Amen?
Amen.
And that you are standing on the Word of God. There isn't anything that you can do to us. God promises that he's going to kill you if you don't repent. All right?
Amen.
I mean, it's you that should be worrying. We're not worried about you. Verse 16, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Why do you trouble yourself with the Lord? You think that you can fight God and win? There isn't anybody on the face of this earth that has ever fought God and won. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. You people are haters. And here we're saying, oh Lord, save their soul. Praise the Lord. Save their soul, Father, in Jesus' name. If not, your word says that you're going to judge them. And so we're just warning them, Lord, keeping your commandments. So you people are full of wrath. Wrathful man stirreth up a strife. You're just trying to make it hard for people to serve the Lord. But he that is slow to anger. You know, we can be angry, but we can't be angry at God's word or his people. Amen?
Amen.
Appease the strife. That's what I'm trying to do, is appease strife. And if you people, that was verse 18. Read it for yourself, the rest of the chapter. Read Psalms and Proverbs. Well, right now, I've run out of time. And the whole point of us preaching the gospel is that you folks will get saved. So why don't you just say this prayer and just see what the Lord, you'll feel, you know, if you're really sincere, you'll feel the Spirit of the Lord enter into you and you'll know the power of God. So say this prayer. Lord, we pray that you have mercy on them. Let them feel your Spirit. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ, the Word of God, is the Son of the living God. And I believe that he died on the cross, and here's the most important thing, and gave his life fluids, his blood and his water, everything that he had in him, that my soul, the sins could be washed away from off my soul, every sin that I've ever committed. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the same Spirit that's going to enter me now for saying this prayer. I open the door of my heart, Lord Jesus, and I invite you into my heart. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that I'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. You are the way, the truth, and the life. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to you. You are the wisdom and power of God. Praise the Lord for saving my soul. Keep saying it. Now, if you'd like to have a copy of this tape or CD, just Sharon will tell you four different ways to receive one. It's make sure you mark down tape or CD number 424, absolutely free of charge. We cheerfully give, and we just cheerfully have God for our Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, Sharon.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
The Word of God, the Holy Spirit, the life of God is the fairest thing on the face of this earth. And here's Ralph Carmichael with the London Symphony Orchestra and Choir to play and sing for you, Fairest Lord Jesus.